farewell concert this week. I can't believe it's been
8 years.
No. You were younger and I had more hair.
It's amazing. It's amazing to think, you know, especially when you're in your 30s, you do a lot in life. And I got married, had a baby, did lots of different kinds of musical, personal things. Just really amazing to think back at what happens during 8 years. And I'm glad we did it here.
But when you're putting this concert together, was it knowing that this is going to be, quote unquote, my farewell concert? And, you know, or was it on the, was that on the, in the cards yet?
Yeah, we had been discussing that. We wanted to make sure that it was a concert that just focused on the orchestra. So we consciously decided not to have a soloist. And I wanted to make sure we captured some important priorities. One of the early things we did, I think it was my first year, we did a little Mozart mini festival. And somehow there was a bit of a galvanizing spirit that happened with that. I think maybe I gained a little bit of cred being a young American guy who could actually give something to Mozart. So that was good. So I kind of felt like Mozart should be part of that. And then I was thinking, well, this Ludislavsky Concerto for Orchestra has been something that's been discussed every year, being requested by various orchestra members. And so when we came to that programming meeting, one interesting factor that had to be weighed was that a lot of the really standard repertory was going to the guest conductors who were the music director candidates. And that's fair enough, because the orchestra wants to make sure that they get a chance to play the big chunk of the standard repertory. And so when you think about what we've played over the past couple of years and then what's planned for these guest conductors, it just didn't make sense to drag out a Beethoven 9 when it's coming next season or other things. And so a bunch of us kind of looked across the table at each other and went, could this be the time for Ludislavsky? Because it's not the obvious choice. You'd think end of a music director tenure, Hermann ended with Mahler second. Mahler's a big ender for a lot of music directors. I didn't feel like I had to make one massive final statement, but I felt like we should continue the sense of adventure rather than saying punctuation, stop.
It sounds like the Dvorak, the Scherzo Capriccioso, something that hadn't been done in a long time. Is that what you're saying?
I believe that the Scherzo had been done 25 or 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm just surprised that everybody thinks of Dvorak for the concertos and the symphonies. And there are these lovely tone poems. And in this case, this lovely Scherzo. And it had the right length, 12 minutes. It's enough for the orchestra to get into it and for the audience to get into it. And yet be something that has a number of wonderful features for the French horns. English horn has a gorgeous melody in there. And it just has all that kind of easy flowing spirit that Dvorak gives us.
Well, I know it's not the last time I'll see you and it's not your last concert, but it's being called a farewell. So good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you next year.
Indeed. Have a good summer. Stay cool.